Welcome back to the Cinebros podcast. On this tangent episode, we will be discussing our top three superhero movies of all time. And in this episode, we have a guest with us. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
What's up? I'm Casey.
All right.
Friend of Ray and Luke. Just met Tyler for the first time.
Yep. So, the way this is going to work is we are all four just going to give our top three, and then we will discuss. Casey, you're our guest. If you would like to give us your top three now.
Okay. All right. So, my top three, which I'm sure a lot of us may have this one, but my number one is Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
My number two might be a little surprise, but it's Aquaman.
Mm. Oh, my.
No way.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear you talk about that.
And my number three is the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, that's pretty solid. Solid pick.
All right, Luke, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. So my favorite is also Infinity War. yep, overlapping already with the favorite picks. My second one is The Dark Knight. And my third one was really like a toss up for me. I kind of decided last minute, but I'm going to stick with my gut. And my third favorite one's Thor Ragnarok.
Good pick.
Oh, Luke, I forgot all about that movie until you just said that. Oh my gosh.
You forgot all about it?
That movie's so good. I forgot, honestly. I really did.
Well, I'll forgive you, I guess.
I like want to put it in my top three now. Oh my gosh. It's currently not in it.
But you can't.
Ray, wait. Yeah, what did you have?
My top three is number one, Logan. Number two, Endgame. And number three, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh,
that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Okay, so my top three is pretty similar to Casey's, almost exactly, just minus the second choice. My third pick is Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one. My second pick is Thor Ragnarok, and then my first is Infinity War. But I want to give honorable mention to Logan and the Joker as well.
Yeah.
Great movie. Yep.
So, Casey, I think Luke and Ray would really like to discuss your pick of Aquaman.
Okay,
liked Aquaman.
Aquaman, it was, I think, my thing. I think it's the best of the DC movies.
Yeah, seriously? It's good.
Yeah,
I would agree with you, Tyler. Oh, I hate Wonder Woman.
Joker.
You hate Wonder Woman?
I hate Wonder Woman.
What?
I wanted to walk out of Wonder Woman in the last 45 minutes.
But yeah, Casey, Joker is not my roommate. But he's,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't. Me. All right, so when I made my list, we're talking about just like our top three personal favorites. A big thing for me, and I think you guys may feel this way too. I may have heard you say, but it's hard for me to rewatch movies. Like once I've seen it, I don't love rewatching stuff. Picking out a movie, I'm very hesitant to pick a movie that I've seen. So these three movies are movies that I mind less rewatching, I guess, because they're so entertaining. And I think that's where Aquaman comes in, because Aquaman kind of has a goofy reputation, I feel like, until this movie or until Justice League. And once Jason Momoa took over and then the movie came out, and it's just jam packed of crazy. It's like Star Wars underwater with Aquaman seen in a different way and Jason Momoa being the guy he is, play it. Like, it was just cool. I feel like I can watch it a lot.
It is very entertaining. I'll agree with you. It is entertaining to watch.
Fast paced. There's something always going on. The action was cool. I mean, definitely the downside, I feel like, is the plot isn't great. So it's kind of all over the place. But at the same time, it's so fast paced and there's so much going on. Like, he's got the thing with his half brother, and Black Mantis is on a revenge story going on there, and like, I don't know, it's just cool.
See, I feel like Black Manta was like really underused because they've got that one fight that's like amazing in like the middle of the movie, and then he gets like chucked into the water, and then you don't see him until like a post-credit scene. But I thought he was cool. I didn't really, I'm with you. I didn't really like Ocean Master that much. I mean, Patrick Wilson's a good actor, but that villain's
kind of something different for him.
But yeah, because he'd been in like the Conjuring movies and stuff, so it was different. But yeah,
with James Wan, right? Like the director, and he took over Aquaman, and
I forgot he did all that.
Yeah, I think he did all the Conjuring movies with him. So it was weird seeing him play Ocean Master, or it was something different at least.
Yeah, but I mean that movie's really entertaining. It's got like a Saturday morning cartoon type of vibe a little bit. Like it's just so entertaining. So I like it. I mean, I don't love it, but I like it a lot. Pretty cool choice for number two.
It's very like superhero to me. Like, does that make sense? Like the plot isn't too heavy. Yeah. It's just jam packed with stuff. I liked it.
Let me ask you this. What did you think of Willem Dafoe in that movie? His character.
I don't know. I definitely didn't hate it. Like he kind of went at the beginning, like he was like training Aquaman, right? And then he kind of took over like the politics and he was playing both sides. I mean, I didn't hate it. It didn't really add much for me, I guess. I don't have much to say about it.
Okay, because
what did you think?
To me, I was just watching it and all I saw was Willem Dafoe. I didn't get into the character at all that he was playing. And like, he's one of my favorite actors. So like, normally I'm able to like distinguish like, okay, yeah, this character is cool. But in that movie, I was just like, this is just Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, fair. It's kind of like he's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm. Did you, since this is in your top three, I imagine you like it better than Man of Steel.
Yeah, but that's not a knock on Man of Steel, I guess. I just,
because if like you think about it, they're very similar stories, very similar.
Yeah, I guess I enjoy Superman is just kind of like Superman, but
Aquaman's character is just like so refreshing. If you really like think about it, we've only seen his character on screen one time, like ever, if that. Mm-hmm. Like we've seen him in TV shows and stuff, but like think about how many Superman movies have been made.
Right.
Also,
and the visual effects underwater, like in the giant battles that they had, like that was so cool.
Yeah.
Ray, was it intentional that you said refreshing when talking about Aquaman?
Was it? It honestly wasn't. No.
But like
I had to.
Kind of like Casey was saying too, is that, I mean, to paraphrase, Aquaman was like kind of like a joke, like a dork for like all these years. Yeah. And then, or he became like a dork over the years. And then you get someone who's like the embodiment of just really cool, like Jason Momoa, and put him in the role. And I like how the movie kind of knows that. And like the movie's also trying to make him cool. Like there's multiple times when he's doing something cool and there's like hard rock playing as he's doing it. You know what I mean? Like just like the most masculine thing ever. And I'm a big fan.
And again,
Momoa was the best choice for the character, I think.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
but like the movie like doesn't take itself too seriously is what I like. Like the DC movies so far seem like kind of like a heavy plot, and then this movie just kind of like owned what it was. Like they knew Aquaman was kind of corny anyway. Like people didn't have high expectations, I feel like, so they just rode with it being like a fun adventure the whole time.
Yeah. So. Luke, I think you were the only one that mentioned The Dark Knight on your list. Do you want to talk about that one?
Crazy, yes. Because so many people think that's the best one.
Mm-hmm. And we have talked about it a few times on the show before.
Yeah, so The Dark Knight is obviously my favorite DC movie. Like DC property movie of all time, you know what I mean? Because it's not in the... Nolan's trilogy is obviously like its own thing. But I absolutely love this movie. It's my favorite Batman movie, and it's funny because I'm a big Marvel fan, like Marvel over DC any day. But like, favorite individual superhero for me is Batman, because same. I always feel because I always feel like he's such an interesting character. Because first he's just a guy, no powers or anything, and I like how his MO is fear. You know what I mean? I like how that's so dark for a superhero, where the goal is to make his enemies afraid of him. And that I've always loved that. And I love how he doesn't kill people. I love how, like, the Joker and his enemies know that. So they do things, and they really have no fear of death because they know Batman's not going to kill him. And I think that's a neat dynamic, because if Batman would just kill the Joker, then all kinds of craziness would stop happening. And thousands of people would not be dead, but he just won't do it. He's got that code that he sticks to. So that's what, to talk about Batman versus Superman for a second, which I hate. I really don't like Ben Affleck's Batman. He's a good Bruce Wayne, but I don't like him as Batman because he just kills people. I don't like that. That's like spitting in the face of Batman. And I think, to tie into The Dark Knight, I think The Dark Knight is like the most accurate comic portrayal of Batman I've seen. I mean, you can just tell that Christopher Nolan and his brother Jonathan, who co-wrote the script, like, both care so much about this character and want to do him justice in a movie. And for years, like, not on the level of Aquaman, because Batman was cool, has always been cool, but for a while his movies were just became so cartoony, like with the Joel Schumacher Batman movies, and Batman versus Robin is just awful. And so, like, with Batman Begins, I think more so with this movie, but also with Batman Begins, they kind of took him back to basics, like back to his roots. And I just love this portrayal of Batman. Of course, my main reason for loving this movie is Heath Ledger's Joker, which is in like my top 10 movie performances ever, and is like one of my favorite movie villains of all time. I love how you don't know anything about him, and his backstory is like, because I love Joker, like the 2019 movie, don't get me wrong, but this is my favorite Joker because I love the fact how when he's explaining how he got the scars to people, like when he talks to Rachel first and then another guy later, the one criminal later on, he tells them two totally different stories. So you don't know anything about this guy, but it's almost like you know everything about him, because even though his personal life isn't displayed and he's kind of a mysterious figure, I just love that his motivation's chaos. Like the scene where he's burning those piles of money is amazing. Like, because it just shows that he doesn't care about this money. He just wants to cause chaos. So the Joker makes this movie for me, and he's not in it like as much as people think, really. I think I don't know his total combined screen time, but it's not that much. But he is amazing. So I love this movie so much.
Casey, I'll ask you a question. I've already asked Luke and Tyler.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix or Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger.
Okay. Fair. Yes. Fair enough.
Yep.
What's your take on it?
I think Joaquin's better.
Fair. It's definitely close.
I think Luke agrees with you, and I think Tyler, I don't know what Tyler thinks.
I agree with you.
With me?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we should have a little debate on that one day.
That might be pretty fun. But yeah, guys, any other thoughts about The Dark Knight?
No, I don't think so. We've talked about it a lot.
Right.
If I had just done, like, ranked superhero movies, on what I thought were the best, The Dark Knight would definitely be in my top three. I think it's just, you know, a great film, a great movie, but we're just going by favorites, so.
Right.
Not a lot of bad things to say about it. It's a good movie.
Right, yeah.
So two of you both had Thor Ragnarok on your list. It was Luke and Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would argue that movie has the best rewatch value of any superhero movie.
Oh,
that was, yeah, that's it, it's really, really fun to watch.
I think it's because they bring Hulk into it too. I swear it is. Like, I just feel like not just Hulk, but like Korg too. Like, once you get to that part of the movie, it's like,
yeah,
it's just so much fun the whole time after that.
Tyler, I'll let you have the reins on Thor Ragnarok since I just talked about The Dark Knight, if you want to say any more about it.
Yeah, sure. The reason I liked it so much is because I went into it with like absolutely no expectations whatsoever, because I think we can all agree that the first two Thor movies were really bad.
At least like mediocre for sure.
Yeah.
Just not very good.
And, you know, I'd never seen a Taika Waititi movie before, So I had absolutely no idea what to expect. So when I went in and watched it, and it was like as funny as it was, I was really blown away. There were, and Taika Waititi's actual character, like Korg, is like one of my favorite characters in the entire MCU. He's so funny to me. He's so funny.
Just a little rock, paper, scissors joke there for you.
Like that movie.
That's so awesome.
That movie like completely turned around the character of Thor and like the Thor franchise as well. Like I'm super excited to see Love and Thunder.
Tyler, would you agree that it like it kind of feels like a Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So is that the first time they kind of change Thor like that to make him like yeah. his humor. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's if you don't actually know, Chris Hemsworth was actually ready to walk. Like he was ready to be done with the MCU until Taika Waititi came on. Wow. He said like, "Hey man, like listen, I think you're a really good actor. I think you're pretty funny, and I don't think that's been explored. So like, we're gonna let you be funny." And a lot of the funniest lines in that movie, Chris Hemsworth improvised. Like that wasn't Taika Waititi. That was all Chris Hemsworth.
Well, I knew Chris Hemsworth was funny because, okay, this movie doesn't even get talked about ever, but the female Ghostbusters movie, I don't know if you guys have seen yes. it, but he's in that, and he's literally the, like, funniest part of the movie. He's so funny in it, and, like, I knew from that point on, like, Chris Hemsworth could be a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious in that.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked how they brought Thor into it. Hawk.
I loved that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't that like a whole storyline in the comics? Like,
yeah, it's
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk.
Which they made an animated movie about that. Like
they did.
When I was younger, and I loved it as a kid. I haven't seen it recently, but mm-hmm. this is obviously the best interpretation of that story, like for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Really, really loved Thor Ragnarok.
Same.
It's really good.
Also, like one of my favorite villains in the MCU. I like Kate Blanchett a lot as Hela. She's really cool.
She is really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Loki in general, but I loved him even more in this movie. I think this is my favorite Loki movie.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, we mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy. You want to go on to that?
Sure, I know I had it. Was it just me and you, Tyler?
I think so, yeah.
You want to go? Or we can let Ray go. Ray hasn't really got to.
Ray, what? Oh, let's talk about Logan. Let's talk about Logan.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Am I the only one that had Logan on my list?
It's an honorable mention from mine.
It's in my top five.
Yeah, it's in my top five.
I will say my list is the only list that doesn't have any of the same movies off any of your all's lists.
That's true.
Yeah.
Logan is so good. It's so
yeah.
It honestly,
it's like the perfect send off to a comic book character ever.
Yeah, and honestly, it doesn't even feel like a superhero movie to me, like at all.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, it feels like a neo western.
I always like from the first time I watched it, I thought it was like it felt like a western.
Yeah,
like it's its own. It could be its own genre.
We've all seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Not going to lie, and spoiler alert for anyone that has not seen it, my mouth dropped when the clone killed Xavier.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was confused as to what was going on. I thought it was like a dream, and then I realized it wasn't, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, no.
And it's so sad because like, that, he's talking about how like great of a day he's had and like how he's been miserable for so long, and he's okay now, and then he dies with it. And it's also sad because like Logan's trying to tell him it wasn't me, but he dies. So like, you don't know if Charles hurt him. So like he could have died with the knowledge that he made Logan mad enough, like his only friend mad enough that he snapped and killed him. That is so dark. That is so sad.
It was just completely like heartbreaking in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Think about it from like the Pava the kid when she watches Logan died.
The very last shot where the cross falls and makes an X. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Luke, do you know who I saw this movie with in theaters?
Who'd you see it with?
Jerry.
Me and him. Did you really?
Yeah, it was just us.
What did Jared think about it? He loved it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did love it. Of course, this is several years back, but right. It was awesome.
And Ray, don't you now? I'm sure you do know this because you like this movie so much. But like the scene where the clone is like walking down the steps and Logan sees him for the first time. Did you like the head of the clone in that scene is totally CG. And it's like the best looking CGI I've ever seen in my life.
You cannot tell.
The clone has like the old hairstyle from like the old X-Men movies, doesn't he? Like the spiked up on the sides.
Yeah,
he does. Like
the clone. No, the clone's got like he just looks a lot younger, but he's got like a shaved head, doesn't he?
No, I thought he had the old haircut.
Yeah, he has the old haircut.
Oh, okay.
He might it might be shaved later.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys keep talking. I'm looking that up.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's the old hairstyle.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
That's the fan service there, you know?
Yeah. We are both right. When he first shows up, it's buzz cut, and then by the end, it's the old haircut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like that's the best CGI I've ever seen in my entire life, because it's how CGI is meant to be used. Because like it's so subtle, you wouldn't even know it was CGI unless someone told you. You know what I mean? Like it looks that good.
Yeah, for sure.
Does anyone know what their plans for X-Men movies are from here on out?
I think they should kill
like any 20th Century Fox X-Men movies. Yeah. And like if they wanted to do it, I'd be down for it.
I mean, where Disney bought Fox, they have the rights to all of it. So I'm imagining they would include it in the MCU in this next phase.
I feel like had we not got COVID, we would have already gotten like a peek at X-Men in the MCU.
A peek, yeah.
I'll tell you what, as long as they don't continue the New Mutants, I'm good, because I hate that movie.
I really liked that movie, honestly, Luke. I mean, it wasn't like a masterpiece, but it was enjoyable.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you liked it, because I hated it.
Yeah.
I think I gave it like, it's the lowest rating for any review I've done.
I think you gave it a
0.5.
You did, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We can go to Guardians of the Galaxy now if you guys want.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to let Casey talk a lot, but I just want to say this was another movie that I knew nothing about it when I was going to watch it, and I came out of it absolutely blown away.
Same. I was the same way. That was my same like theater reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it was so good, right? Because nobody really knew what to expect. And
like the Guardians of the Galaxy were not like, you know, the mainstream heroes. Like no one had a clue except like hardcore comic book fans who those were.
Right. Exactly.
I was a pretty big comic fan as a kid, and I had never heard of them. Like never. They weren't even like C-list heroes. They were like D-list heroes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what made it so good is that it was just these random group of characters. And honestly, the story is like, it's not bad. It's not amazing, but I think it's just the group themselves. And then having Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, and he kind of blew expectations. Like nobody was ready for that. And like, just how funny they were all together. And you just wanted to see him just do a bunch of adventures and like how they were going to interact with everybody. Like, I think that's really what made the movie so good.
Yeah. I get the cast. They nailed the casting for that movie. There's not a single one of them I would recast.
Oh, yeah. And this was like before Chris Pratt like established himself as like a huge like blockbuster type actor. He was like, you know what I'm saying?
He was only known for Parks and Rec.
Yeah, literally.
Where he was very much not that type of character.
That's like one of my favorite things about like Marvel movies. Like there's like a lot of like crazy transformations for the actors that play the roles. You can tell like they really want to play the role.
Oh yeah, there was
Tom Holland.
I mean, Tom Holland is a big one. He was like 18 when he got cast. Like no one had a clue who Tom Holland was, and now he's like one of the biggest young stars around. I mean, there are like a few MCU actors that I could see like recasting, but not many. Not many at all for how many there are. The casting is largely perfect.
Yep.
They did a great job.
Okay, so I want to raise a question real quick.
Okay.
Oh, you can go ahead first, Luke, if you'd like.
Well, I was just going to ask Casey, Casey, what do you think about Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Because I like it more. I know it's a hot take, but I like the second one more.
Really?
Nah.
I don't like it more, obviously, but I don't dislike it. The first one was just seemed, I hate to use the word like original, but it was just, it was fresh. It was just something different. And it was the first time, like, as far as like Marvel and everybody, like they were in space. So that was really cool. And the second one comes around and has a lot of the same humor and everything, which is great. And I enjoyed it, but it just, the first one just hits home, man. And it's just something new and fun. And I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. But I don't dislike the second one.
I think the difference is that with the first one, like we said, no one had a clue who they were. No one had a clue how this was going to be. And then we all came out of it and loved it. With the second one, we went in with actual expectations for what it was going to be. So, like, it couldn't have hit us the same way.
Right.
That's fair. Yeah.
So why do you like that one better?
Well, just a couple things. I think that since we do kind of know who they all are and stuff, like you all said, I guess I felt, because I went into Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, I was 14, so I don't remember 100% how I was feeling, but I know I was feeling a little like apprehensive about it because I'd never heard of these guys before. So I was really excited for the second one, I guess. So kind of like how some people go into movies, you know, with a certain expectation, like of being super excited because I loved the first one so much that just seeing these characters on screen again, just hanging out with like my favorite group of superheroes in space for 2 hours was just something I really wanted to see. And it made it really exciting. I think the first Guardians of the Galaxy is a better movie. I just enjoy the second one more. And I think that Kurt Russell's villain, I really like his villain. I like all the twists and stuff they pull with him and everything. So, but I mean, they're both great. Yeah, Guardians 1's definitely a better movie, like for sure. But I just prefer the second one.
I think Yondu is much better in the second one.
Yes. Yeah.
I love Yondu's character in the second movie.
He's almost like the best, like the most well-written character in the second movie.
I would say he honestly is.
Yeah, you can definitely say that.
But what I was going to ask, if you guys could have like one actor or actress in the MCU that's not currently in the MCU, who would it be?
Ooh.
Mine would be Will Smith, just because like I feel like Will Smith could, like, I feel like a Marvel movie producer or director could work really well with Will Smith, and he could like just be a really good superhero character, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that. I really like Will Smith.
Will Poulter.
Ooh,
that's kind of an odd choice, but kind of cool though. I
could see Poulter in the MCU.
I was trying to think about this, and he came to mind, and I was like, he could kind of work, honestly.
He really could.
He could, and I have a character that I'd like to like him to play.
Howard the Duck?
No, and so we've already had the Civil War arc in the movies, obviously, but have any of you ever read the actual Civil War comics?
No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in the comics, you know how in the movies the whole thing is started by like the explosion at wherever with the dignitaries and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the comics, it is started when like this band of heroes called the New Avengers try to like pull off like a hostage rescue type, or not like hostage rescue, but they try to like pull off a sneak attack on like this villain HQ, and then the leader Speedball tries to kill, go after the leader of it, and then he explodes and kills a bunch of children and stuff because he like didn't stay right next to a school. And Speedball is kind of like this goofy type character, but once that happens, he develops into a character called Penance. Have any of you guys heard this?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never.
Yeah, and Penance is like this like self-loathing character who's kind of like an anti-hero.
Huh.
And I think that Will Poulter would be really cool for that part. I think that'd be an interesting.
That'd be fun to see, I feel like.
Yeah, fun fact.
I like Will Poulter as an actor. I think he's hilarious, personally.
He is. I do too, yeah. Fun fact, Penance is one of like the coolest designed Marvel characters in my mind.
The guy you were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up a picture. How do you, what is it called?
Penance. P-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Well, I have an actor in mind. I really want to see John Krasinski in the MCU because, I mean, I'm a big Office fan, but he's a really good actor outside of The Office, obviously. Like, I've seen a couple episodes of that Jack Ryan show on Amazon, and he does a mm-hmm. really good job in, like, an action role. And then he's in a movie called, I think it's called, like, 18 Hours or something Hours. You know what I mean? It's like a war movie he's in. You know what I'm talking about?
13 Hours?
Yeah, that's it's the one.
Called the Secret Service or Soldiers of Benghazi or something Soldiers like that. Of
it's 13 Hours.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, he does a good job in that. I mean, I don't like that movie really, but he does a good job in it. And the role I want him to be in, because obviously, you know, they said that they are going to do something with Fantastic Four, and they need to because all of those movies have been pretty bad. You know what I mean? I don't know why they haven't been able to get a good Fantastic Four movie. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard, but I guess it is. I don't know. But I would love to see him as Mr. Fantastic. I think that's like, that would be excellent.
That'd be a good role, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So, Tyler, Penance does look really cool.
Yeah, he does. He's a really cool character. He's basically Deadpool, but not funny.
He's kind of like a Rorschach. Kind of reminds me of Rorschach.
Yeah, that's an apt comparison. That's really, yeah.
So, the actor that I would probably choose, and this is probably just a basic answer, but I would love to see, like, it wouldn't even have to be a main role, but I would love to see Kevin Hart somehow in a movie. Like, just surrounded by like a
Kevin Hart cameo would be so funny.
I know, and I think, like, if he just had a small part in a movie, like, it'd be hilarious.
The Rock could honestly work, too.
Yeah, The Rock really could. He's supposed to be Black Adam, right?
Yeah, yes. He is for DC.
Yeah, I think Kevin Hart would be hilarious.
He would be.
Tied in there somehow. And I thought, like, Marvel movies, they just go for the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Hart as kind of a different version of Robbie in Spider-Man. Do you know what I'm talking about? Robbie Robertson? Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's in the Sam Raimi movies. He's the black reporter at the Daily Bugle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That could be kind of cool. Like, if you have like a different version of him where, like, instead of being like, you know, old and like serious, he's like, you know, funny.
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
I could see him being like a perfect like comedic foil to J. Jonah Jameson, played by J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see that now. That's really cool.
How'd you think of that? That's a great role.
I was just this at risk of sounding racist. I was thinking like black, like Marvel characters, and like how Kevin Hart could play them. And then I thought of him, and I kind of thought about like the whole foil thing with J. Jonah Jameson. I was like, that could work.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, Casey, I did want to ask. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry,
you're good.
Casey, I did want to ask, do you have, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum, do you have a least favorite superhero movie ever?
How about
that's another episode.
There's okay. None that I totally hate right off the top of my head.
We could do worse superhero movies on another episode.
Yeah, Luke, we got to save the content, man. We can't put it all in one episode.
You're right. Okay, but give us like a sneak peek, like one superhero movie you don't like.
Okay, so here's the thing about movies in general that I want to go watch, especially superhero movies, I normally find a way to like them. Like, people will argue that they're terrible, and I'm like, I enjoyed it. So that's why none are coming to the top of my head that I just extremely hate.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, I mean, there's definitely some that are really bad.
What?
You want to hear a hot take?
Sure.
I personally don't hate Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I don't think it's as bad as everyone puts it out to be.
I mean, how cool is it seeing Batman and Superman fight?
Right? Like, when are you ever going to get to see that?
It wasn't cool in that movie. the idea is cool.
Get this man, Luke. Get him.
So who... Do we have any other movies left? I think we all have Infinity War, yeah, right?
Or we all have Infinity War. Ray, do you want to talk about... You want to talk about Infinity War or Endgame first?
I don't really want to talk about Infinity War and Endgame because we already have an episode of that where, like, we actually argue about it. We can.
Sure. Ray, you're enterprising. Good job promoting.
I think it's really, like, crazy that all of you have Infinity War and, like, not one of you have Endgame, though. Like,
I just think Infinity War, like you said, we have an entire episode on this exact topic.
Yeah.
But Infinity War, to me, is just the tighter story.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can really only say that, though, because of, like, the time traveling thing in Endgame, because it's not, like, fully explained.
And
I think had they, like, explored that, like, more in Ant-Man and the Wasp or something, that the plot in Endgame would be more, like, tight and would have the ribbon on it.
Yeah.
See, I liked Infinity more, a lot more because it was, like, unpredictable. And then, like... Just seeing those characters meet each other for the first time for me, like, that's what pushed it over the edge, and all the interactions. And they were, I know you guys have already talked about this, but throughout the whole movie, like, they're all kind of split up and you don't really know how it's going. And at the end, they ultimately lose. So it was, like, unpredictable. It was cool seeing all the characters interact with each other for the first time. And then Endgame to me was just a little more predictable. Like, I just enjoyed Infinity War a lot better.
Yeah, I agree. So is that... Did we get all of them? Is that it?
Did Ray have one more?
No. Spider-Verse was my last one.
Oh, Spider-Verse. Yes. Yep.
Which is the only animated one.
It is. That is the best Spider-Man movie, in my opinion.
It is.
Well, yeah, in the making of my list, I had to... My thought process was, yes, Logan and Endgame are both going to be on here. Those are, like, the top two, no matter what. In my third one, I was like, I really want to put a Spider-Man movie on here because Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. And I was thinking, like, what's the best Spider-Man movie? I was thinking about putting an Andrew Garfield one on there because Andrew Garfield's my, like, favorite Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay, well, now that's episode. We got to do that. That's an episode right there.
Then, it has to be.
Then I realized that this is the best Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, I would agree that Spider-Verse is by far... We were talking earlier about rewatchability. I have watched Spider-Verse like 3 times, and it's been something amazing every single time.
Same.
Actually,
the opening scene. You've never seen it, Casey? It's so good.
Haven't.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Watch it.
Casey, you haven't seen it?
I know. Maybe just because everyone loves it so much that I just haven't watched it. I know that doesn't make sense, but... But if it's on Netflix, I'll watch it.
Like, in the opening scene of that movie, I haven't seen it, like, since it came out in theaters. But, like, doesn't it start out with Sunflower playing and it's him in his room? Like,
yes, it does.
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
Okay, all right, guys. Is Sunflower, like, among the best original songs created for a movie?
Yeah.
That's great. I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, like, the only other, like... movies that maybe come close, the Fast and Furious franchise, like, I feel like they always have great original songs for the movies. That's about the only thing they have going for them.
Yeah, it's have you heard Time in a Bottle by Youngblood, Ray?
No.
That's from it's from Hobbs and Shaw. It's like the original song at the credits.
I was going to talk about that movie earlier because Casey was started talking about Kevin Hart. I was like, do you all remember the Kevin Hart cameo?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Listen, I really liked that movie a lot.
I did too. Like
it's so much fun. We went and saw that, didn't we, Tyler? Thought we did.
We did, and that was the first Fast and Furious movie I'd ever seen.
I've actually seen every one.
See, it was one of those series that, like, I didn't think I would like, so I just never watched it. But now, like, then I actually watched one. I was like, oh my god, this is like the most fun I've ever had watching a movie. Like, it's so
a movie you can turn your brain off and just go in there and watch it.
Yeah, it's so ridiculously over the top, but that's what makes it good.
Yeah, exactly.
So does that cover all the movies?
I think it might.
So with Spider-Man, I feel like I've seen stuff where they kind of plan on doing that in the MCU with this final Spider-Man movie, like a Spider-Verse type deal. Have you guys seen any of that?
I've heard they're trying to bring Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Who knows what will actually happen, but it sounds like it could be cool.
They got Electro. They got Jamie Foxx coming back as Electro.
Do they really? Jamie
Foxx is really such a good actor.
Oh, I'm not going to lie, though. I hated his Electro.
I hate that movie.
I do, too. I despise that movie.
That might be my least favorite superhero movie of all time.
I might be right there with you, Luke, honestly.
Both of you, shut up.
See, I like Andrew Garfield.
It's not Andrew Garfield's fault. I like Andrew Garfield, but I hate those movies.
I think Jamie Foxx I could have this totally wrong, but I think he said, like, Spider-Man, I'm coming back or something, and this time I'm not going to be blue. Like, I think he posted that or something.
So, you guys know Shocker from Homecoming?
Yeah.
I want to see Electro, like, in that type of suit because, like, Shocker's suit in the comics is, like, equally as, like, absurd. But, like, in the movies, they, like, toned him down and it looked really cool. I want to see Electro done that way instead of, like, a literal blue god.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he looks like the dude from Watchmen, Tyler.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan. Guys, so this is a complete off topic and I might cut it from the episode. But are the Watchmen actually in the TV show?
Oh.
I've never watched the show. Tristan went there.
I love that show so much.
Are the Watchmen actually in it?
Well, it's set. Some of them are. Some aren't. It's set after the Watchmen comic, like all kinds of years later. Because the Watchmen comic was set during like the Cold War, and this is set in modern, and the show's set in modern times. So there's like a couple characters that return, and then there's like a couple groups of people who are like they take on the MO of like Rorschach and like other stuff. But the team isn't back together. You know what I mean? But a lot of them do reappear.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. That is such a good show.
Well, guys, I think we're gonna call this episode a close. Anyone have any last thoughts? Did we cover everybody?
I think we did.
All right. Well, Casey, thanks for having. Thanks for being on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Luke and Ray, thanks for always showing up. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, you can follow us on any of our social media platforms at CineBrosP on Twitter, CineBros Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're not watching on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel at CineBros. Just look for a yellow reel icon. And on YouTube, Luke does a series called 5-Minute Movie Reviews, where he reviews movies in 5 minutes or less. And he just started a new series called Mando Reviews, where he breaks down each Mandalorian episode as they come out. And those come out on Mondays. Anything else?
That's all right. Cool. Talk about Luke's reviews and don't talk about my YouTube channel, whatever.
I don't even know what yours is called anymore, right?
Just Ray-Bans.
Oh, did okay, you switched it. See, because it used to be Dirty Ray.
It did.
All right, Ray, plug it.
I plugged it in the last episode. I don't need to plug it again.
Okay, cool. Well, in that case, guys, we will be seeing you. Be sure to check out our next episode. Bye.
See you guys.